This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States said it destroyed an explosive-laden vehicle with an airstrike in Kabul Sunday, hours after President Joe Biden warned of another terror attack in the capital of Afghanistan as the massive airlift of tens of thousands entered his last days. A Taliban spokesman confirmed the incident, saying a car bomb destined for the airport had been destroyed and that a possible second strike had hit a nearby house. The U.S. said it only struck the vehicle, but added that secondary blast indicated a substantial amount of explosive material in the vehicle. Local media reported there may have been civilian casualties, which the U.S. said it was assessing. The strike comes after a suicide bomber from the Islamic State group on Thursday targeted U.S. troops, stopping huge crowds of people from entering Kabul's airport, from where about 114,000 people have been evacuated since August 15th, when the Taliban swept back into power. More than 100 people died in Thursday's attack, including 13 U.S. service personnel, slowing down the airlift ahead of Biden's deadline for evacuations to end by Tuesday. Their operation is winding down despite Western powers saying thousands may be left behind. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told ABC on Sunday some 300 Americans still in Afghanistan were seeking to leave the country. But he said, quote, they are not going to be stuck, adding the U.S. had a mechanism to get them out. French President Emmanuel Macron said talks had begun with the Taliban to, quote, protect and repatriate at-risk Afghan nationals beyond Tuesday. France and Britain will on Monday urge the United Nations to work for the creation of a safe zone in Kabul to protect humanitarian operations, according to Macron. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hurricane Ida is on the verge of making landfall in the United States on Sunday as an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm. It could plunge much of the Louisiana shoreline underwater as the state grapples with a COVID-19 surge already taxing hospitals. Ida gathered more strength overnight, faster than meteorologists had predicted only a day ago. It's the toughest test yet for the hundreds of miles of new levees built around New Orleans after the devastation of Hurricane Katrina, which made landfall 16 years ago to the day, sending historically black neighborhoods underwater and killing more than 1,800 people. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says this storm, Ida, due to make landfall by Sunday afternoon local time, could be the state's worst direct hit by a hurricane since the 1850s. The state is also dealing with the nation's third highest rate of new COVID-19 infections. Israel on Sunday began offering a COVID-19 booster to children as young as 12, and its prime minister said a campaign that began a month ago among seniors has slowed a rise in severe illness caused by the Delta variant. Announcing the decision, top Israeli health officials said the effectiveness of the second dose of the Pfizer vaccine decreased 6 months after administration, making a booster necessary. Those eligible for the third shot can receive it, provided at least 5 months have passed since their second jab. That's a time frame shorter than the 8-month interval announced in the United States. Israel and other countries are pressing ahead with booster plans despite opposition from the World Health Organization, which said more of the world should be vaccinated with a first dose before people receive a third. The United States has said it will offer booster doses to all Americans, citing data showing diminishing protection. Canada, France, and Germany have also planned booster campaigns. And the Yemeni military says at least 30 soldiers were killed and 60 wounded on Sunday in Houthi strikes on a military base belonging to forces of the Saudi-led coalition in southwest Yemen. A spokesman claims the Houthis carried out several attacks using armed drones and ballistic missiles on the military base. He says between 30 to 40 soldiers were killed and at least 60 wounded, adding the death toll may still rise as rescuers were clearing the scene. Residents said that several loud blasts were heard in the area. The attacks come at a time when peace talks between the Saudi-led coalition and the Houthis, and backed by the United Nations and the United States, have stalled after both sides have failed to reach compromises deals. The talks are focused on steps to lift a blockade on Houthi-held ports and an airport. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.